It's the Larry Stanley Show.
We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
I see you're drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat? Because you're not. You could be drinking whole if you wanted to.
Only on the Larry Stanley Show would a conspiracy theory segment turn into porn.
Right?
Alien's gotta get it too.
This alien porn?
Next
that's what Area 51 is. It's all alien porn.
I wanna go.
It's a big intergalactic porn studio. All right, here comes the gray money shot.
Oh gosh.
The gray shot.
All right, Larry Stanley Show, LarryStanleyShow.com. Thanks for the clicks and downloads. Hey, I know we had some technical glitches last week, and that's all Jonathan's fault. He's a very inexperienced producer. I mean, he hosts his own podcast, but
if you check out my podcast, none of them are messed up like that. So
you record your podcast on a cell phone.
Wow. Yeah,
I've been on your podcast.
Wow. It comes out a lot better.
Is it the flip phone he got at 7-Eleven?
Exactly.
So...
it comes out good, so I don't know.
That's just a pre-Yodan blast segment. So. But no, Jonathan, I know we're aware of the technical glitches. The thing is, this equipment's been in storage for 2 years, so I'm still working through the glitches, so thanks for hanging with us there. We appreciate it, and I appreciate you guys staying with us. So hopefully this show sounds better. If not, we're going to whip Jonathan.
All right, go for it.
All right, so Steph.
Hey.
Has a thing that I totally don't get for several reasons.
Whoa.
I really don't. And so, what's your favorite band, Steph?
Skynyrd.
Oh, I guess we're going to play Guess the Band now. Okay, we got one for Skynyrd. Okay, the Beatles. Come on.
Okay, so Steph loves the Beatles so much, in fact, she has, what, a 6-inch Beatles tattoo on your back?
Yeah, bigger than that, for sure. We'll post it on the site. I'll blog about it.
So she has this huge Beatles tattoo on her back. Paul McCartney was in town on Monday. That's why there's only one show this week, because Steph had to go see Paul McCartney.
You say that like it's a bad thing. The man's 72 and he's my favorite musician.
I don't really think what's wrong with that. My best friend, that's her favorite band too. Like, what's wrong with liking the Beatles?
Thank you.
I don't get the Beatles. I really do not understand.
Oh, get out of my house.
I do not understand their music, I guess. I don't understand anything about them.
They're not my favorite, but they're clearly a classic, and a lot of the ones you like now are inspired by them.
Are you kidding?
Like the Beatles?
Dave Grohl was inspired by the Beatles.
Is Dave Grohl really that great?
Yes, he's a fabulous musician.
Watch your language.
I get the Beatles were an influential band. I get they changed the direction of rock and roll, and that's great.
And that's exactly, you know, what you just argued against yourself. The 60s were a magical time in America. And music
was
changing.
Born 20 years after the 60s.
It doesn't matter, man. You got to go back and you got to be nostalgic. You got to learn from our parents in the past and listen. Listen, counterculture, war, changing attitudes, feminism. Look, the Beatles came about at a time when their voices needed to be heard. There was love needed to be put out into the universe. And if you go back and you trace the evolution of their art, it is so beautiful, and they speak to me in a way that no one else speaks to me, no other artist. I mean, look at the 60s, man. It was magical. It was beautiful. How can you not get that?
So the 60s were what, 44 years ago?
How can you not get that?
So let's say 30 years from now, somebody's going to go back, look at the 2000s. Look at Britney Spears. Look at her music.
They should be shot.
She put love in the air.
Guess what else about Britney Spears? Gonna make me cuss. Britney can't sing.
Okay, so let's
stack her up against anybody in the 60s who actually wrote, played, and sang their own music, and they weren't sitting in a freaking production room letting the computer do it all.
I'm with her on this. Music today sucks.
I agree, but I'm just saying 30, 40 years from now, I think I say music today sucks and Justin Timberlake was great. You know, I mean, is that argument gonna be made 30 or 40 years?
I don't really care 30, 40 years from now. I'm making it today.
Okay, so the Beatles. 60s, they're hit. Lots of people love them. I'm in the minority by not liking them because I just don't get
them. You're about to get thrown out of my house and vlog.
So, I mean, tell me, what about Yellow Submarine? What about the whole Beatles thing makes you just... Did you grow up listening to the Beatles?
I grew up, okay, so the deal is, when I was 6 years old, my dad would go out of the house on Saturday. He's fishing, he's hunting, he's doing whatever dads do on Saturday. And my mother and I would stay home together, and we would clean the house, and we would do laundry, and we would do girl chores. And she would spin records. You know, back then, everyone had a record
vinyl,
player.
Yeah.
We had vinyl. And some of the major albums that I remember seeing, you know, if I just look back in my memory, I saw Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I saw Carly Simon, Jackson Brown, Elton John, and the Beatles. And one of the albums that stands out most in my memory is Abbey Road. So I really connect with Abbey Road. I also really connect with Let It Be and Revolver. Those are some of the records that she had. And so if you go back into my childhood, I grew up on this music. My mom didn't sing lullabies to me when she rocked me to sleep. She sang Beatles. And so I grew up with it. And then as I got older and I was able to connect with their music and their message on my own as an adult, it spoke to my heart, because in the midst of whatever's going on in the world, they're preaching all you need is love and understanding. And they're giving that message into the world that, hey, we need tolerance and we need peace. And
I thought
they
were about revolution.
They are, but peacefully so. And buck the change and buck what's going on in around you and see clearly the world. And man, I don't understand how you can't hear All You Need Is Love and not get fired up. How you can't hear George Harrison's All Things Must Pass, that whole entire record. I don't understand how someone else doesn't get it. But that's me.
I don't. And honestly, I like John Lennon's like solo stuff way better than I like the Beatles stuff. John Lennon's still...
John Lennon was a revolutionary.
Yeah, I like his solo stuff. The Beatles stuff together, I thought was... I'm a Waylon Jennings guy, by the way. I'm a country guy. You know,
okay. See, there's where I mean, we have the impact.
That's what I don't understand. Who likes country?
Who likes country, man?
I mean,
other than Johnny Cash, I'm with you.
No, but like Waylon Jennings.
There's an actual educated professional gigging touring musician in the room. We should ask him what he thinks.
I will say that, kind of going back to your childhood, is I've noticed this a lot with me, because it's... I've seen you and your passion for the Beatles. Well, I have the same passion, but for other artists.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of that kind of goes back to what you grow up with and your nostalgia and what you kind of first learn of. A lot of my artists that I grew up with, I didn't grow up with the Beatles or, you know, Zeppelin or anything. I like them now. But what really gets me going, like Steph is going, is stuff like Selena. You know, my dad was really big into Tejano, because he would play a lot. My dad's a professional musician as well, so he would do that, and some Earth, Wind, and Fire. He would play a lot of that growing up.
The Commodores,
you know, War, and like, you know, and then I started getting into blues and everything. So, but when I, and especially the Jackson 5. I grew up with the Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson, so whenever I hear that stuff, oh man, like
it gets...
I get so excited that I have to send a dick pic.
How can you not? How can you not respect a band that says, you know, their message and the last song on Abbey Road? In the end, come on! Love you take is equal to the love you make, man.
Okay, so I like the outlaw music. I like the people that totally different from the Beatles. So the Beatles, to me, were the very first boy band. The Beatles were the first boy band ever created, and had mass publicity behind them.
Now, what's your connotation on a boy band? Because now we say boy band. It's cool if you call them a boy band. I'm okay with that. But nowadays, boy band has such a negative connotation, because it's such a sellout to the industry.
It's the same. Like, they took the model of the Beatles, which is four good-looking young guys, you know, cool, trendy haircuts, and they just put some music behind them. The Beatles at least wrote their own stuff. But
the Beatles at least has stuff to say.
Like, yeah, but they get a lot of publicity in... Who else was around back then?
That may have started that way, but as they grew, they all went their own directions, and they all had their own artistic endeavors. And you've got George Harrison, who studied with Ravi Shankar and with the Maharishi, and he had an entire different route than John Lennon did, than Paul McCartney did when he went into Wings with Linda McCartney. It's like they all had their own thing to say. Like Jonathan, they may have started as a boy band, but they grew. Let me tell me who's grown from 98 Degrees. Tell me who's grown and been successful from NSYNC.
I mean, Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Hey, come on.
You got one example. Come on.
Who was the fat one? Hasn't he done something?
He's friends guys from Practical Jokers, Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
I like him because he was on What Say You podcast. So.
He's also the spokesman for Krispy Kreme. If he's not, he should be.
But yeah, you gotta think that the Beatles were kind of back in a time before. I'm gonna try and say this without putting something on blast, but they were before basically the music industry took over and became commercialized, and so they were real musicians, and it was awesome to be, if you want to call them a boy band, it was awesome to be that because they were good and they were real. I mean, there was no such thing as auto-tune stuff, like such processed crap that basically, yeah, that everybody can do now. Now you can just do that formula. Oh, those four guys look good. They can't really sing, but we can make it seem like they sing, and we can make a lot of money off them. The Beatles, they're four good-looking guys who can just play and write. They're geniuses.
Yeah, and see, here's what I mean. The people that are putting out music at the same time as the Beatles, let's look. Elvis, Beatles. I was an Elvis guy. You know,
and I don't think they need to compete because I think Elvis was just as important in music history as the Beatles, and so were the Stones.
Stones, Beatles. I'm a Stones guy.
That's fine. I love the Stones too. I've got a bunch of their Beatles albums.
Music's never really hit me, but Steph is obsessed with this. Even the bands I like Waylon Jennings, Pat Green, the bands that I'm really huge fans of, I would never get a 1 foot tattoo on my back.
Wait, hold on. You said I started out at 6 inches and now it's a foot.
Well, after I saw it and thought about it.
It's probably a foot. No, and I did
Let's get a tape measure. Do you have a tape measure?
I do.
Let's measure in between segments. We'll see how big it is.
The dick pic or the tattoo?
No,
I'm just confused.
I was laughing at Travis. He was whipping out his own tape measure over there.
No, but I got it on the anniversary of them coming to the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964, back in March, and it was my homage to my favorite band, to something that speaks to me, that when I feel anger and hatred and hurt in the world, I can put on a Beatles record, and in 30 minutes, my whole entire perspective on life and what's important and how I should feel about things changes, and that's what it does for me, and I don't care if
Waylon... Are you
sure that's
not the joint in your hand? Hey,
man, they were all about that, too. It's cool. But if Waylon does that for you, then God bless you. It's just for me, it's the Beatles.
Do you listen to the Beatles sober?
Yes, I do. And it makes me so happy. And I listen to them every single day.
Have you watched
day.
Yellow Submarine sober?
No.
Okay.
Well, I think that's what music's supposed to do, though. It's supposed to speak to you on that level and give you that feeling.
And it's not just the Beatles. I mean, really, there's a lot of bands out. Yeah, I get yours is the Beatles. That's funny. But I don't get the Eagles either. A lot of people love the Eagles. I don't get the Eagles. I don't get Will Skinner. You know.
Skinner's okay. See, I do love the Eagles, but yeah, I'm with you on Skinner. But I'm saying, J-Dog, what you're saying is completely appropriate. I mean, during the hardest times of my life, even the most recent ones that we've talked about before on the show, I can come home and I feel like crap and I just want to crawl under a rock, and I can put on Magical Mystery Tour or Let It Be or Revolver or Rubber Soul or whatever, Abbey Road, and I can feel completely okay in the world within an hour.
I turned to Tupac and Eminem for this stuff, so I feel really young.
Yo.
You're too white to say that.
Yeah, you're way too white to say that.
Can I put him on blast right now?
So back to the actual topic of discussion is, because I'm so obsessed, yes, I did pay an exorbitant amount of money to see Paul McCartney on Monday night.
So have you seen Paul? Did you see George before he died?
No, he died. He died long before I had the money to go see.
So you've seen Paul and Ringo.
I've seen Paul and Ringo, and I remember Paul. I was sober the whole night. I wanted to experience him. He's 72 years old. He puts on a 3.5-hour show with about 8 encores. The man does not stop. He's got a great band. He plays everything that he started out with 8 Days a Week, classic Beatles song. And he just went through the decades. I mean, it was Beatles, it was Wings, it was Paul solo, it was back to Beatles, it was the George song, it was a John song. He had tributes to his bandmates, back to Paul solo, back to Beatles, back to Wings. It was wonderful. And to be in the same room with someone who I've idolized my whole life was magical, and I can't really put that into words. And I know that if you're listening and you've had that same experience, you understand. But the people I was with, they feel the same way I do about it. So it was this incredible bonding moment with my friends and my family that were all there. I ran into, 15, 20 people that were there. And it was so magical. And I loved it because I remembered every moment. I didn't drink. I had a great time. I absorbed everything. the guy that I took was in a tribute, a Beatles tribute band for 10 years, and so he was really fun to go with because he's so knowledgeable. At one point, he actually tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "Hey, pay attention to this. He's about to play Yesterday," because that's a 1964 golden acoustic insert name of guitar. Sorry, Paul, I can't remember. I was too excited. And yeah, he played Yesterday. And he said, "That's the guitar he wrote it and recorded that song on, and you're never going to see that again." So it was really beautiful. It was really great.
Okay, awesome. So, Paul, you stayed sober. Sounds like a good time.
But I want to, but we got to talk about Ringo on the blast segment.
Let's talk about Ringo. You want to do that on blast?
I got to put Travis on blast at Ringo.
All right, so we'll do that. When we come back, are we going to do on blast or are we going to do, what's next? Oh, you got a gift you need to open?
Man, it's my birthday. I got gifts everywhere.
Okay, I didn't know it was your birthday. Sorry,
you suck.
I know, I don't look at Facebook. So Travis got Steph a gift. It's been a bag sitting here on the table. It's been here all night. So I guess she's going to open this.
I hope it's not sushi if it's been sitting here all night. Oh. I don't know if it's. Do I need to open it?
Is it makeup you keep in your fridge?
Bacon grease. All right. Let me put him on blast, and then I'll open it so I'll feel bad that I put him on blast.
Okay, cool. We'll come back. It's Larry Stanley's show later.
Hard Luck Woman. Never I met you, I never have seen you cry. If not for our first hello, we never have to say goodbye. If never I held you, my feelings would never show. It's time I start walking, but there's so much you never know. I keep telling you, hard luck woman, you ain't a hard luck woman. Raise a sailor's only daughter, a child of the water, too proud to be a queen. Can't forget about you. You'll be a hard luck woman, baby, till you find your man. Before I go, let me kiss you.
Oh, yeah.
And wipe the tears from your eyes.
Come in here, Steph.
I don't want to hurt you, girl. You know that I would never lie. I keep telling you, hard luck woman, you ain't a hard luck woman. You'll be a hard luck woman, baby, till you find your man. Raise a sailor's only daughter, a child of the water.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Too proud to be a queen.
Check her out.
Can't forget about you. You'll be a hard luck woman, baby, till you find your man. You'll be a hard luck woman, baby, till you find your man. Oh, yeah. Bye-bye. Don't cry. I'm just packing my bags. Oh, and leaving you.
Big finish.
Bye 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 bye, baby.
Do work.
Don't cry.
Yeah. There it is. Johnny Solinger and his boys.
Come here, Paul, man.
It's Retro. Larry Stanley Show. LarryStanleyShow.com. Thanks for the clicks and downloads.
You're good.
Oh, keep going.
You keep going. Yeah.
Thanks for interrupting my flow. All right, so we're back. Thanks for the clicks and downloads. Tell your friends. Share the site on Facebook. All that good stuff. Steph.
What?
Birthday.
Yeah, tomorrow, man.
So 34.
Thanks.
divorced.
Thanks.
Wow.
I'm just going to say.
Wow.
Got an unhealthy obsession with a band.
Okay, so this is my match.com. Yeah. 34 divorced, unhealthy love for the Beatles.
And I have a cat.
And I have a cat, yeah.
So you're a crazy cat lady.
Yes, I am. Thanks.
But you do have a hot tub. So now that we got the cons out of the way, let's do the pros. You have a hot tub.
And a house.
And a house.
Not a radio show.
Podcast.
It's a podcast.
Okay, come on.
There's a big difference.
Yeah, let me dream.
So, okay. All right, so 34. Is this where you thought your life would be?
You know what? I wish someone had brought some chicken wings.
I had
that
some
was
lunch.
My dirty 30.
I just don't want to be here, man. And you know what? I got asked out for a date. This is hilarious. This is a great story. I got asked out kind of on a date the other day, and the guy that was talking to me, on paper, he looks great. Resume, man.
You have resume for your dates?
Dude, come on. I'm 34. I'm not wasting any time. What's your income? Give me your resume.
Wow.
So I get in his car, which is a brand new BMW that he paid cash for. And I'm thinking, all right, this dude's good. He's good looking. He's, you know, he's from Colorado, which means somewhere to vacation. He's making 80, 90 grand a year doing sales. Wants me to come down to the garage and see his brand new BMW. So I'm all like, okay, yeah. So I go to the... ladies room, and I bleef my hair and put on lipstick. I'm ready to rock this. And I get down to his car, and I sit in there all sexy. Like, I wish you could see me. Cause it's
you
not,
should see her posing. It's
not
awkward.
Sexy. That's not a sexy face.
It's awkward.
Yeah, very.
I have not done this in 10 years. But I'm doing my best, man. I'm doing my best. And he starts his car, and it's, I'm sorry, we just had a Beatles conversation. It's George Strait. And I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, my God, child locks. I can't get out. Get out of his car. It's like, no, strike, let me get out. He's driving around so he can show me his BMW, and it's just like, check yes or no, George Strait in my ear, and I'm just like, dear God, this is not going to work. So I don't even want to do that. I just want to sit at home, be 34, drink a bottle of wine, eat some chicken wings, and be fat, man.
That's what you can do at 34. You know, see, here's the difference. Here's what's great. You're just getting into the single life, so... it's a little different, but that's what I learned. Like at 20, in 20s, I didn't do that when I was dating. You know what I mean? I was like, whatever, I'm 20. Yo, who are you? I'm going to go date another girl because I can. I'm Larry Stanley. You know?
You're Larry Stanley. And I'm like, I got jiggly bits, but I've also got like the 50th anniversary of Gone with the Wind at home. And I should just like screw this dating scene and
dating is drama.
Once I turned 30, it took a couple of years, but I noticed it started slowing down. I started noticing like, all my girlfriends like overlapped. Like, I was like, kind of sick of you, but I'm too lazy to replace you, so I'll let you hang around for a couple more weeks.
I hope your current girlfriend's listening.
You know? And so and then it just got lazy, and then it just got a matter of, hey, do I really get along with you, or am I just, you know?
I don't really think I'm
lazy
so much as I just don't care anymore. It's like.
You don't care in your 30s. You're like, yeah. I think you find yourself in your 30s.
So what's it going to be like when I'm single and I'm 40? Am I still going to be alone and fat, watching Gone with the Wind, eating chicken wings and not caring? It's like...
You'll care even less. So, 34, what are you doing for your 34th?
Well, actually, this is really sad, but really awesome. I'm actually going to have a date.
With George Strait guy?
Yeah, no. With my uncle.
Well, that's even more awkward.
Yeah.
Incest.
Yeah, my uncle's taking me out for dinner tomorrow night, and... I don't get to see him as much as I'd love to, even though he's local. So Uncle Q is taking me out to smoke at Belmont, and we're going to have a nice, quiet dinner. My buddy Paul Averett's going to join us because Q and Averett are mutual friends. We all hang out together. So, man, just a nice friend, family dinner out. And then I'm going to come home and just be jiggly, I guess.
When I turned 35, this was more like, I think, my last party birthday.
I feel pathetic.
When I turned 35, I went to the Italian Cafe, which is, you know, where I get my mail. And I've spent, like, seriously, my last 7 birthdays there. Out of one birthday, I woke up on a beach and still drove 7 hours to get back to the Italian Cafe. But,
hey, you know where home is.
Yeah.
So are we advertising the Italian Cafe?
Absolutely. You can't advertise the Italian Cafe enough.
Let's do a remote there.
Not a problem. When I filmed one of my movies, they handed me the keys and told me to lock up and cleared out after they closed. I mean, like, you're trusting me with your bar.
So I'm doing a movie about a bar.
But, you know, so 35, I just got crazy drunk. I woke up in a hotel room. No clue who paid for it. I sure didn't. But I was in the Omni in Las Colinas. You know? I wake up in the Omni in Las Colinas. Don't remember the whole night. Not sure how I got in this hotel room or who. But anyway, so 36. Man. It's me and my girlfriend and two of my really good friends, Jason and Donna Rowe, at the Italian Cafe. Sitting there having a couple of drinks. Like, yeah, I guess this is another birthday, huh? Thanks for the shot. Oh, yeah, it's cool seeing you. Yeah, thanks for hanging out tonight. Yeah.
You just really want to be in your apartment by yourself at that point, right?
I was like, yeah, what's another birthday? Now they're not funny anymore.
Exactly, because you don't want to be hungover. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
I felt like that when I was 21. I'm done.
You're the newbie. You're the young newbie. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, 21. You're a punk.
I'm usually happy if I get to walk out of my birthday and I don't have a tab at the end of the night.
You never should have a tab on your birthday.
What kind of friends do you have? Do you have a tab
on
your
surprised,
birthday?
Be surprised, man.
You should never have a tab if you're in a band.
Yeah, that's another thing. You're in a band, and it's your birthday. You should never have a tab.
I did get taken out last night to three different bars.
Whoa.
By a friend. You saw pictures?
What? But Tease doesn't know about this.
Tease didn't ask.
Oh. Tease is on blast.
Yeah. All right, so Steph's going to celebrate 34. It's going to be boring.
I'm celebrating 34. It's going to be boring. I'm with my uncle and with my best friend, and we are going to go eat at Smoke, and then I'm going to come home and eat Haagen-Dazs and cry about how lonely and fat and single I am.
Well, that's how you should spend every birthday, crying.
Is it really that sad to be single, though?
Really, it's really not. You know what? I'm settling into it. I don't have any interest in dating right now. I'm just like, I got this like 17-pound cat and a DB are full of crap and why I'm growing into it, Larry.
That's cool. So,
all right, let's give me my present before I start crying.
All right, so it's Steph's birthday. Travis brought her a present. She's gonna open it on the air.
All right, Tease, what'd you bring me? Okay. Oh my god.
Is this something Beatles related?
Yeah.
It's a Beatles puzzle.
He brought me a Beatles puzzle. Oh my god, it's a puzzle. It's the Abbey Road record puzzle. You know me, Tease. It's 1,000 pieces. I'm going to get drunk and be mad.
Now you have something to do on your birthday.
Tease, you know it's going to piss me off.
What a birthday. Drunk and doing the Beatles.
Get her a puzzle, a hammer, and a bottle of wine.
I'm like, what is this? I don't know, but it has the Beatles on it, so I have no idea. It's just exciting. What is this? Oh, they're playing cards. Oh my god, I have Beatles, a deck of Beatles cards. This is great. It's everything in here Beatles related. I have a Beatles mug! Oh my god, I have the Apple. This is the Apple. Oh my god, this is the Apple mug. Oh my god, this is awesome. Tease, I love you. Oh my god, what did you, why is there, how much did you get me? Did you steal this? What is this? Buttons. Oh my god. I have the Let It Be, Abbey Road, Sgt. Pepper. Oh my god. A Magical Mystery Tour button. Okay, I have buttons. I'm wearing all of those tomorrow to work. I don't even care. It's like going to be on a suit with Beatles buttons.
Should have got you suspenders for flair.
Oh my god! You did not do this! You did. Oh my god. I don't remember this night.
It's pretty vague on my end too.
Oh my god. Okay. All right, so we were at Tolbert's. Okay, we were at Tolbert's. I don't remember. Was it not your band?
Swan Song.
Oh. We saw Swan Song?
Oh, wow, I've been have to do a play by play this whole night.
I don't remember this night. We saw Swan Song? Okay, you drove my... No, I drove my car.
No, I drove your car.
Oh. We ended up at Buzz Brews, and apparently we... What are we drinking?
It's an Austrian beer, Staropramen.
Oh, we drank that in honor of Tommy.
No, sure.
Yep. All right, you guys that are listening. Tease, Travis just gave me a picture of he and I. It's a selfie we took on someone's cell phone of us at Buzz Brews after a gig that we went to, and we are cheersing our beers, and I don't remember this moment at all. And nice. That's the problem with hanging out with Travis. I don't remember our moments. Ringo, you're on blast for Ringo, because I don't remember Ringo at all.
Speaking of on blast, is that it? Can we get to
Not yet.
Don't ruin her birthday.
Oh my god. What is this? Oh my God, they're Beatles guitar picks. Okay. So yeah, I have a picture of me and Travis at a night I don't remember, which is epic, and a whole shit ton of Beatles stuff. I'm so excited.
I'm sorry, a what?
Shit ton.
Hey.
It's her birthday. It's her birthday.
All right, happy birthday. Thank you so much, Travis. Thank you.
All right. So, you know, let's come back and do On Blast. On Blast, Larry Stanley Show. Not a big bad sports day. LarryStanleyShow.com.